Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is going to be the new CEO of the Central Iowa Community Services, or KICS, Mental Health Region, is Russell Wood now joining us. So thank you very much, Russell, for being on.
Thank you.
You bet. Well, Russell, like I said, you're going to be taking over in your official capacity as CEO of the KICS region starting the next fiscal year on July 1st. But could you explain to everybody, first of all, what current role you play within that mental health region?
I am currently the planning officer for Central Iowa Community Services. So my job primarily entails development of services for our region in all 11 counties. I do that by doing a gap analysis, looking at what are our needs and what needs are not being met. And then I try to bring resources to bear, whether it's startup costs, whether it's reaching out to providers, doing requests for proposals. It's a lot of planning before you actually see something take root and move forward.
Well, and it sounds like your current role right now to be able to find and develop programs for the mental health region in all 11 counties is a pretty darn important part of the whole process here, Russell. But when you take over as CEO, why, first of all, did you want to take that step? Because as we all know, and as you know, you're well aware of, mental health is an ever-changing animal, especially here in Iowa.
Right. And I should clarify that regions are mental health and disability services regions. So a bulk, significant part of what we do is mental health. But our region also works with folks with brain injuries, developmental disabilities, including intellectual disabilities, as well as mental health. So it's a very broad thing. The reason that I wanted to do the CEO position, I think primarily is that I'm involved in a lot of things statewide. I'm on statewide boards and commissions. I'm on the MHDS Commission and the DD Council. Those are both governor-appointed positions. And I've been president of our statewide association. So I see a lot of what goes on as an interplay between regions. And development, I had mentioned before about development within our region has benefited our counties that are part of the region. But that coordination and cooperation, collaboration, if you will, between regions also benefits our region as a whole. So I want to be able to take the experience and skills that I have been able to develop and apply those statewide, so be able to get things from other regions to see, can we implement something similar here? Are there partnerships that we can use to potentially reduce our costs in starting up programs? Are there ways that we can access other funding? That's kind of the primary thing, is to help stay in a leadership position, but in a very collaborative way.
Well, can you give us kind of an insight from the KICS region here about any potential new services or new things on the horizon for the region?
We have primarily two things that we're looking at that have been passed in legislation in the past couple of years. Last year was the development and coordination of children's services for kids with serious emotional disturbance. And then the year before was the development and implementation of services for individuals with complex needs. And I'll go back to 2 years ago first. And the primary thing that we're involved in at this point in time on development is what we call intensive residential service homes. So they would be a residential setting for people with serious and complex mental illness. And the other thing is what is referred to as an access center. And an access center is a place where people in crisis would be able to access services like subacute mental health, crisis stabilization, those kinds of things. So those are the projects I'm currently working on from a couple of years ago. Like I said, it takes a long time. There's a lot of work that goes into setting foundation, to getting rules, to doing requests for proposals, to get funding secured. The next step that we're working on is at July of this year, we will have a requirement with the children's services for a small set of children to provide care coordination, potential funding, and service development for those kids. So once again, crisis stabilization, outpatient services, those sorts of things are what we're charged with trying to develop, and then we'll do coordination of care for individuals.
And so how do you see the Central Iowa Community Services region here kind of figuring out those different ways to be able to provide the mandated services that you were talking about, but hopefully maybe not having to sacrifice any of the current services that are being provided?
Well, what we're doing as a team is we're evaluating what we provide as services, and we're trying to see if there are some of those services that we can shift into other funding or other service types. For instance, we had a program that we were providing region-wide in a bunch of different settings called Transitional Living Centers. And these programs were funded by a block grant, each one from the region. And what we're doing is we're moving those programs into Medicaid-funded supported community living programs. So it'll be a little bit of a change in the type of service that they provide, but it will be a significant savings to the region, and we'll be able to reinvest those dollars in the services that we provide to kids and for those complex needs. And just right off the bat, our intensive residential service homes are very similar to what we were paying for when we had those transitional living centers. So transitioning from those, if you will, to the intensive residential service homes, and you'll hear it referred to as IRSH, I-R-S-H. So moving from our TLCs to the IRSH will be a very similar service, but the intensive residential service homes are Medicaid reimbursable. So it's braided funding there as well, getting more money from the government at the federal, state, and then some at the county regional level.
All right. And finally, Russell, would you like to just tell us a little bit about what you're looking forward to the most as you take on your new role as the top position in the mental health region here that Greene County belongs to?
Well, I think that continuing to work as a team on looking at what are our needs and what can we do to meet the needs of individuals. When you get into human services, you're not in it for yourself. You're in it for the people. We work with people who unfortunately don't always have a voice or don't exercise that voice. So they may not feel empowered to stand up, to say what they want, to say what they need. And our charge is to be fiscally responsible with the dollars that are entrusted to us, but also to make sure that people who need services and supports from us receive those services and supports. And so I'm looking forward to continue to find creative ways to meet the needs of individuals with disabilities and mental illness, and just kind of looking forward to see how that's going to grow in the future. We don't ever stay the same one legislative session after another. It seems like they change things. But I think that we're in a position now where there's a lot more awareness of mental illness. We're working on reducing or removing the stigma or discrimination, if you want to use a better word than stigma, against people with mental illness, and trying to encourage people to get the help they need and develop a system where you don't have to be in crisis to get help. And I look forward to the day when somebody can walk into office and say, I need these services, without being embarrassed and without being concerned that people are going to look down on them. And I'm hoping that Central Iowa Community Services can play an active role in moving us to that.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with our new Central Iowa Community Services CEO is Russell Wood, joining us once again. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.